Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.
E mihena kia koutou whakarongo tonu mai nei ki te reo te hiku o te ika. Ta koutou kai e kōrero e mihetu nei rā ko Pākele. A tēnei ka kōrero au kia Marilyn e kaupapa tā rātou e pāpāna anei mō tēnei kia ke o wō tātou marae. Kaua rā te manu hiri e whakatāria. Nō reira, kia ora Marilyn.
Kia ora.
Marilyn, can you give us an insight? Who is Marilyn? Ko wai koe?
My name is Malhiki Ua Hack. My parents are Matakino Ru Papara from Whakapauaka. And my father is Tungato Turuaki Hiki Ua from Niue Island. And I whakapapa to Haititai Marangai through there. I'm also the chairperson for our marae committee, and we're on our campaign to try and eradicate pea from our peninsula.
Ai, kia ora. That's one thing that I've always not been led to believe, but have always known. When pea comes in contact with any community, any family or anybody, it gives you one chance to try it and hop out of it. But if you go back a second time, it'll take your soul. That's what we've always been saying about the pea. Nothing good has ever come out. I've never heard of anybody that it goes on pee, comes out when they feel like it, goes back, comes out when they feel like it. To me, when you go there and it gets its hooks in, there is no coming back from it. Is that how true the kōrero that you're going to share with us?
Yep. Well, because, you know, in the last couple, well, it's been out on the peninsula for years, but, you know, instead of talking on the side of the road about, you know, people coming out here and dealing and on the drug, you know, it's time for us to do some sort of action. And at the moment, our plan is to invite our community, because it's not just our hapū that's involved, it's the whole Karikari Peninsula. So we're bringing everybody, all the outsiders in, so we can try and come up with some more strategies. At the moment, our goal for our hapū is to get rid of the dealers. If the dealers aren't here, then they've got nowhere, our buyers got nowhere else to go. So our goal is to eradicate the dealers. Ideally, we'd like to get rid of the drug, but that's a big ask. So we're going to try and reduce the dealings going on in our peninsula. So we've got a hui here at Karikari Community Hall at 6 o'clock tonight, and we're asking everybody to come and join us, share your whakaaro, because our hapū can't do it alone, and we see that our hapū can help other hapū in future. We don't know.
Kia ora. I have actually spoken to somebody of the peninsula earlier this year for this same kaupapa.
Yep. So yep.
This is the second time it's been on air.
Yeah.
You fully understand that, okay, the dealers have made a lifestyle out of what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Have you ever thought about what could be the repercussions that would come back to the families or the ones that are actually looking at taking this action against the people that are making this drug available?
Well, we believe in the mass numbers of our hapū coming out, the people, because we've got a strong support from our own committee, our whānau that come to our hui. We're all together and standing and marching towards not to the actual dealers in here, but we're just letting them know that we know that what you're doing. And if we can bring our community and we all march together and all tautoko each other, because we know the fear that people are going through, and letting them know that there are contacts that we can use, not mean contacts, meaning, you know, like you can report them anonymously and support those people that are going to start using the contacts.
I hear what you're saying. Do you fellas have any Māori police officers, male or female, that's actually in your fellas' valley?
No, we don't, and that's what we've found out here. We've tried earlier on this year when we first started the campaign, trying to contact our Māori officers. They're not available to us. The closest one that we got pointed to was in Whangarei. That's no good for us, but we've had people come out and do the seminars. We've had people from the Northland District Health Board Beef Harm Reduction Team, Pofana, we had Fraser come out, and that was a good turnout, you know, and giving us guidance on what we can do, not only just to get rid of the drug P, but also how we can support whānau that are actually going through the effects of P in their whānau.
Aye, kia ora, kia ora. You know, I sympathise for what you fellas are trying to do. However, you know, it's just being aware of what comes when those people are threatened, the context they have. So I would really, really ask you fellas to give the, we've got a lot of Māori cops up in Kaitaia here, which are family orientated. You know, I mean, as even if you can get them, we've got them here in Kaitaia.
Yep.
You know, and we've got community circles where they are involved for that, for one. But what I'm saying here is that their presence just at the hui, you know, it gets the kōrero to the dealers out there that it's not just solely about you fellas.
We've got police support. You know, we know that they're there, but we don't want to go on some sort of vigilant, you know, just to make clear, we're not going on some sort of vigilante whatever. We are just going to do peaceful marches around our rohe. We're just slowly dropping in our pamphlets because we dropped 300 pamphlets along our peninsula in the weekend. And, we're not going to go out and target the dealers face-to-face. We're just letting them know that we know, and we're going to start supporting each other to get them out of our peninsula. And it's up to the whānau, if they are our whānau, because we know some of them are, it's up to the whānau to start supporting them however they can.
Aye, kia ora. Okay. You know, aye, e runga tōna. And one of the sad things is that it's family that's actually doing it as well. You know, and the thing is that then, I don't even know. Of course, I know one thing I do know. Is family, you can talk to family, but when family is involved in P, their mind of rational thinking goes out the window, eh? Straight away they go on the defense, and when they go like that, that is not a good thing.
Yep. And well, you know, and we know it's not a good thing, and it's not a good thing for our whānau, hence that's why we all come together as one. And if we can pull this off, you know, somehow we don't have the answers. We know that. We're just going to try because it's better than sitting on the side of the road talking about how it's affecting everybody.
No.
And if it works, then we can share that how, you know, the things, the strategies that we use with other hapū. If it doesn't, then we're just going to re-strategize again. I mean, it's an ongoing issue for everybody in the motu. And at least we're doing something rather than standing by.
Aye, kia ora, e rongo ana la, e rongo ana.
Aye.
Yeah, that's one thing with that thing, that pee, all pee is a poison. However, you know, it's a poison that people have learned to make a lifestyle out of it by being able to provide it. You know, put it this way, the sellers locally there, they are only not even the middleman.
Yeah,
you know,
they're only the puppets.
Oh, that's all they are, you know. And they think, oh, you know, I can make a few bob off this just for being the middleman. However, you know, just walk, tread carefully. However, I fully support what you're saying is, you know, we're coming together as a whānau, as a hapū, as a community for the health and well-being not only of yourselves, your families, but your tamarikis, your mokopunas, even the unborn child.
Yeah.
Because why? If that's introduced into that cycle, when that baby's born, it's already be addicted to the drug.
Aye.
You know,
and
so
we don't want that, eh? Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. However, the world we live in, with a lot of people, that's where the answers are. Some reckon the answer is in the bottom of a beer bottle, bottom of a bottle of whiskey, and some think, you know, it's in the bottom of a pipe when they're actually smoking pee. It makes it makes the truth doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to, we won't worry about that. Momo tawa. That is what that does. It makes what they are doing wrong actually a lot more right than anything else. Nō reira, yeah. Nō reira, e Marilyn, e mihi ana mō tā koutou kaupapa. And what I would love to do is you keep in contact with me.
We will no problem.
We will even go as far as, I'll ask Peter Lucas, to actually, when you fellas are doing these walks, we will be able to see if we're able to send a camera crew, a haukainga crew, to actually do a documentary on it and and speak with the speakers there, and that'll go on Facebook. It's everywhere.
Well, yep.
That's
also part of our campaign too. You know, we're not just stopping here with, you know, what we're doing in INA. We're still thinking ahead what else we can do.
But then
bringing the people together and sharing their ideas tonight, hopefully, you know, we can expand further.
Yeah, of course, by us doing that, as I said, our officers around Kaitaia Te Hiku there are already proactive on that, and there's that many pea houses that are getting busted, you know, and for us that's a good thing. Of course, from the time that pea come ashore at Te Onerua Tohe, they went and labelled Kaitaia as the pea town of Aotearoa.
Such a fifi's been classed from Kaitaia as the $2 shop.
Aye, kia ora.
You don't want that label?
No, absolutely not. Nō reira.
You know?
Nō reira, tautoko anai to kaupapa. I would like you to keep me in the loop. So when you fellas start on your marches, we can come and capture, and while you're walking, we can get it out there.
Mean.
Nō reira, Marilyn, e mihi ana, I whai wā koe ki te kōrero mai kia pā mō tēnei kaupapa I te tika hoki. It is so true. When pea makes its way into a household, it has only one thing in mind, is to destroy that family.
Ai.
Nā reira, te kōrero, I kōrero ngai mātou mō te kaupapa o pea, try me once, I'll let you go. Try me twice, I own your soul.
Ooh.
Of course, the people we have encountered with that kaupapa are staunch Christians that have been introduced to that now, to them, their Christian is their pea.
Yep.
That is how strong and how addictive this drug is, this poison is, and that is all what it does. Destroys families and destroys people. Nā reira, and Marilyn, and mihi ana kia koutou for your fellas kaupapa not to hand out, but to hand up your whānau on the Katikati Peninsula. We support wholeheartedly. Like to be kept in the loop when you fellas have your marches, so we can get our team out there, so we can also get this thing from you on the street. We can get it in on the airways also. Nā reira, ko e mihi ana. If you want to say anything to the people that saying, nah, I don't want to bother going to that hui in Katikati tonight, what would you say to them to convince them to come?
Oh, geez, now that's put me on the spot. And it's like, well...
Oh, you got this. I know. You got this.
Yeah, not at the top of my head. I don't know. I mean, it's like, well, you know, the offer's still there. Also saying that, you know, come to... Not just come to our hui, but, you know, we've got support people here. They don't have to actually come to the hui. Come and talk to one of us. And then hopefully we'll be able to direct them to get some sort of support and share that kōrero, our kōrero with them, maybe in private, because some people are like that.
Ai, kia ora.
Ai?
Ai, kia ora, Marilyn. Kia pai rā tō rā, mauri ora.
Kia ora pā.
Ai. Ai, kia koutou whakarongo mai rā ki tērā kia Marilyn, me tā rātou kaupapa e pāna anei rā ki te paihana anei ki te pī. Ko hakakainga ki roto o te Katikati Peninsula, me wērā tu anō ngā whare. Ngā kōrero mō tērā kaupapa I te wāhanga, I te tīmatanga ke o te tau nei, e haere ana, e tāhae haere ana i ngā mea o ngā pāmu, i ngā kāinga, o ngā kukuia kaumātua, e whānau anō e mahi anei wera mahi kia rātou anō, hei hoko mā rātou kia whai moniei, hei tautoko I tā rātou kaupapa anei rā mō te pī. Pānoi mihi atu nei mai te wharepāho o te hiko teika me tāku manuhiri, me Marilyn, me tērā kaupapa mō te pī. Kia tae mai ki te hui ka tūki katikati a te ono o ngā haura. Katikati Community Hall, te ono o ngā haura, 6 o'clock this afternoon. Nō reira, e mihi atu nei mai te hiko o teika, mauri o.
tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. I o te kaumāwhetu, i ra tahi te iarere.